BDNF is, of course, one of a class of neurotropic molecules produced by the brain, actually, and also by blood cells and other cells of the body. In the brain, it's released from neurons when there's excitatory neurotransmission. It has short-term effects on the nervous system. It has also long-term effects. Our work and related work suggests that it is a permissive factor for plastic changes in the brain, for either changes in excitability or, in our case, changes the growth or retraction of dendrites, the generation of synapses or the retraction of synapses. It's a facilitator, and it works in collaboration with other agents. For example, I mentioned IGF-1 is the circulating hormone. It's taken up from the blood. When you exercise, it helps to stimulate neurogenesis. Well, BDNF also participates in enhancing neurogenesis. We don't know yet how they work together, if it's in a linear fashion or if it's in a converging fashion, because one of the things we know about all the hormones, steroid hormones, which I happen to study, is that they work in concert with other agents, both in the brain and coming in outside. So their effects are largely conditional, depending on the activity of other systems.